Dive into the start of summer at Whole Foods Market. Check out their summer splash event with sales on fresh organic produce, organic strawberries, and a fan favorite sale on Ben & Jerry's and Talenti. Explore deals on grill-friendly meats like organic air-chilled chicken breast, beef and chicken kebabs, all with no antibiotics ever from our meat department. Plus, grab easy sides from prepared foods and cool off with refreshing drinks. Kick off your summer and shop in store or online at Whole Foods Market today.
Don't just ride the index, seek to outperform it with Fidelity Active ETFs. Learn more at fidelity.com/active ETFs. Before investing in any exchange-traded fund, you should consider its investment objectives, risks, charges, and expenses. Contact Fidelity for a prospectus, an offering circular, or if available, a summary prospectus containing this information. Read it carefully. While active ETFs offer the potential to outperform an index, these products may more significantly trail an index as compared with passive ETFs. Fidelity Brokerage Services, LLC, member NYSE, SIPC.
Hello and welcome to Money Girl, a podcast that helps you master your money so you can live rich and love the journey. I'm Laura Adams, a personal finance expert and award-winning author based in Austin, Texas. For today's show, I'm really excited to bring you a fun interview with Bruce Lubin. He's the co-author of the best-selling Who Knew series of household hints books, and he did those with his wife, Jeannie. Together, they've written more than a dozen books that have sold more than 5 million copies. You may have seen Bruce sharing his clever and money-saving tips on national TV, like The Today Show and the Hallmark Channel. Now, Bruce and Jeannie are also hosting a brand new podcast on the Quick and Dirty Tips Network, which goes by the same name as their books, Who Knew? So be sure to check out the Who Knew podcast and subscribe so you never miss a show. Some of the cool tips Bruce and I talk about in this interview include knowing which appliances cost you the most and how to use less energy. A really clever tip to cut the time it takes to dry your clothes by 25%. I had never heard of this tip before. How to hack your water bills. Tips to cut back your air conditioning usage but still stay cool. How to keep your kitchen from overheating during the summer. And ways to get your entire family on board to save energy and save money, especially teenagers. If you'd like to read a summary of the tips we cover, just visit the Money Girl section at quickanddirtytips.com and look for episode number 453 called Cool Tips to Save Money on Utility Bills. Now, here's my interview with Bruce Lubin. So, Bruce, thanks so much for joining me on Money Girl.
You bet. This will be great.
Yeah, so let's talk about how consumers can save money. This is going to be a hot summer, and we're always spending a lot of money at home on our electricity, water bills, and I think there are some ways that we can save money that a lot of consumers don't even think about. So let's talk first about appliances. What appliances are sucking the most energy out of our wallets?
Well, I'll tell you, a lot of them are, but a couple that come to mind are, number one, are dishwashers. Okay, so what happens is the energy that you're really spending money on for your dishwasher is in the drying cycle. So what you want to do, particularly in warmer weather, is once your dishwasher gets to the dry cycle, just turn it off and open it and let it drip dry. And that's going to save you a lot of money. So that's the first appliance that I would say you really need to pay attention to. The other sort of energy suck is your dryer. Your clothes dryer, and this is there's simple things you can do to save money here. One is, and you probably know this, you want to check your dryer's lint screen every single time that you run the dryer. Keep that really clean. It's safer that way anyway. And wash it. Don't just, you know, scrape it. Some warm water and soap every once in a while you should do. But the real way to save, Laura, and this is really interesting, is you throw a dry towel, a big, like, beach towel, in with your wet clothes every time you dry your clothes, and it will, you'll cut the time you're drying by about 25%. So think about that. Yeah. So, and that is, again, that is where you're spending so much money, the electricity for your dryer. And then a few other things that you can do, you know, if you have the ability, you don't want to put hot appliances next to cold appliances, right? So you probably can't move your refrigerator if it's next to the stove, but if you've got a toaster oven, on top of a counter next to your refrigerator, you might want to move that. Because believe it or not, all of those things make the refrigerator and freezer work that much harder. So that's where I would start.
I'll tell you, I'm totally guilty of using the hot, you know, cycle on the dishwasher, the dryer setting. So I'm going to try that. I'm going to turn that off and see how we can do with just letting it dry on its own. And the towel in the dryer, that's amazing. I'm going to try that one.
And it's so simple to do. And once you get into the habit of doing it, I mean, you know, I've got three kids, so what happens is clothes are washed constantly, of course. And then there's always this hysteria because they need something instantly. So you throw it in the dryer, not only do you save money, it's done much faster. Like I said, 25% faster. So it works on a lot of levels. But yeah, definitely give that one a shot.
Let's talk about air conditioning. So what can we do to help save money with air conditioners? I just moved to Texas and it's hot here. I've got to run the air 24/7. When I was in the San Francisco Bay Area, it was a lot cooler and I didn't have to run the air as often. So I'm back to these big air bills now.
You're right. That's part of what happens when you live in Texas. But what you do have to do is run it all the time. Even when you're not home, you want to run it on, you know, turn it up and run it. Because really what you need to do with air conditioning is get rid of the humidity, right? That's really what makes you warm. But what you want to do is the things you sort of know already, like keep the blinds closed, right? Make sure all the closet doors are shut. Seal off any rooms that you're not using. But other things you can do, and it sounds crazy, but a lot of air gets in through like the outlets around your house. So if you get those foam outlet, you know, plate that you put behind the outlets, you're going to save a lot in air conditioning, believe it or not. You want to use, if you've got vents, you really should cover them with duct tape, because all of them, I mean, the ones that are allowing hot air in. So what you need to do is really cover up any place where the air conditioning is getting out. And if you have ceiling fans, absolutely run them while you have the air conditioner. You know, have it run them in the way counterclockwise, so it pushes the air down, right? And that'll keep all the cold air from rising too much, and so everything will stay cooler. So yeah, there's some great tips for air conditioning, but you really, really have to just seal off as much as you can. It's the leaks that kill you on your air conditioning bill. So that would be our best advice for that.
And I've also read that your fan speed can be part of cooling. So let's say you live in a humid part of the country, you might reduce the fan speed in order to help it remove more moisture. If you live in a dry area of the country, you want a faster fan speed. If you live in a humid part of the country, a lower fan speed can work. So that may be something that listeners can try.
Absolutely true. You know, it's funny. If you look at the movies, you know, that take place in the South and it's steamy and hot, you always see the slow fan moving, you know, and that's why. I mean, it really does work. It actually keeps the humidity. It helps with humidity. So you're onto something there.
Great. Money Girl is sponsored by Claritin. If you're like me and you suffer from allergies, you know this time of year can be pretty rough. There's a lot of sneezing, itchy eyes, congestion, and they can really hold you back from living the life you want to live. Luckily for those with allergies, you can live Claritin Clear with Claritin D. This is a product designed for serious allergy sufferers. It's got two ingredients in one pill that relieve allergy symptoms and decongest your nose so you can breathe better. This double action combo of prescription strength, allergy medicine, and the best decongestant relieves all the symptoms that you suffer. And what I love about Claritin D is that it starts working in as little as 30 minutes. Plus, it's non-drowsy, so you can still make the most of your day. I can take Claritin D and then get on the mic and record a podcast without being too congested. Fast and powerful relief is just a quick trip away. Find Claritin D at the pharmacy counter. Ask for Claritin D at your local pharmacy counter. You don't even need a prescription. Go to Claritin.com right now for a discount so you can live Claritin Clear. Use as directed.
Walmart Plus members save on meeting up with friends. Save on having them over for dinner with free delivery with no hidden fees or markups. That's groceries plus napkins plus that vegetable chopper to make things a bit easier. Plus, members save on gas to go meet them in their neck of the woods. Plus, when you're ready for the ultimate sign of friendship, start a show together with your included Paramount Plus subscription. Walmart Plus members save on this plus so much more. Start a 30-day free trial at walmartplus.com. Paramount Plus Essential Plan only. Separate registration required. See Walmart Plus terms and conditions.
If you went on a road trip and you didn't stop for a Big Mac or drop a crispy fry between the car seats or use your McDonald's bag as a placemat, then that wasn't a road trip. It was just a really long drive. Ba-da-ba-ba-ba.
At participating McDonald's.
Great. All right, let's talk about water. You know, you talked about dishwashers. What can we do to save money, if anything, on water with our dishwashers?
Yeah, well, I'll tell you, one of the mistakes that most people make is they leave their water too hot. Their hot water heater heats up too hot. And a good rule of thumb is, like, we recommend about 120 degrees, which is really hot enough. Most people set them, we find, to around 140 degrees. And a good test is when you're taking a shower, if you put the water up all the way hot and then say, wow, this is really burning, now you have to turn it down halfway and add some cold. Think about it. You're using too much. You're heating all that water. So what I would say is you really need to turn it down to about 120 degrees, which is very simple to do, because on your hot water heater, there should literally be a mark that says 120. But use your shower as a rule of thumb. If it's really, really hot, if you turn it all the way up and it's just unbearably hot, that's too hot. You don't need anything that hot in your house. So that's the first thing I would do to lower my water bill.
Great. And, you know, you mentioned having kids. They take long showers, and I'm guilty of that, too. So what can we do to help reduce these shower times?
There's the low-flow shower heads, which are inexpensive to buy, and it just uses less water. So there's that. But as far as taking shorter showers, you know, that's sort of a lifestyle thing. What I do with my kids, I have three teenagers, is we incentivize them. So I don't want them to take showers. I mean, they would sometimes shower for like half an hour. So now what we do is I try to keep them shower 5 to 10 minutes. For every minute off of a shower that we say no longer than 10 minutes. If they go less than 10 minutes, we give them incentives. So for each minute under 10, I know this sounds crazy, but it works, we give them a privilege, like another hour, not even an hour, half hour on their cell phones, particularly at the end of the day. So they take a 5 minute shower, they get another 2 hours on their cell phone on weekends. On weeks, it's a little bit different. But really what you're trying to do is incentivize them so they just realize they should just be doing this, just taking shorter showers. I mean, it's as simple as that. You just have to do it. So we just incentivize them. And it seems to work.
No, I love it. That's great.
Yeah.
You know, one tip that I think a lot of us forget is that using a microwave is really much better than using an oven, especially in the summer months. You know,
yeah,
microwaves
sure.
are inexpensive. They use a lot less energy than a traditional oven, and they're not going to generate all that heat in your kitchen. So if you can use a microwave, I'd say go for it. That's kind of an easy way just to keep heat out of your kitchen.
You know what else really works to do that? You're absolutely right. And it's sort of counterintuitive, but a slow cooker is the same thing, because the heat is really contained in a small ceramic, you know, pot. So people think of slow cookers as like comfort food and pot roast in winter, but really think about it in the summer, because you're exactly right. What you don't want to do is heat up your kitchen. And so that's a good way to do it. That's another reason not to, by the way, run the dishwasher, the dry cycle, because that really heats the kitchen up as well. So there's lots of things you can do like that.
Great. Bruce, any other tips for saving energy? What about these energy programs that the companies offer?
Yeah, you know what? You really should look into all of them. What you should do is Google your energy company and see if they have peak hour pricing. And most of them do. Where I live in Hoboken, you pay more for electricity at certain times of the day. So, you know, if you off-peak during summer hours where I am, it's from 8 a.m. to 9 p.m. And that's pretty typical. So it's the majority of the day. But what they're saying is, you know, if you get up with your family early on and you run the dishwasher and you're running all your appliances and you throw a load of laundry in the morning or late at night before you go to bed, they're going to charge you more. So you should really just sort of Google and see if there's any sort of rate plans that your provider offers. And I would bet that they do. Most of them do. Almost all of them do. So that's one of the things you can do. A couple of other things. If you have a freezer, if you're in the market for a freezer, the chests are much better than the side-by-side or the upper lower ones on your refrigerator. But if you want to do it, if you have one of those, is you want to make sure it's full. Even if you have to take like bottles of, plastic jugs of empty milk jugs and fill them with water, it's going to use a lot less energy if there's ice in there, if there's frozen stuff in your freezer at all times. So you sort of want to pack it. Mm-hmm, absolutely. You want to pull all your plugs, get those smart strips. The plugs on your computer and everything, if you just turn them off at night, they're really using a lot of electricity that you shouldn't be paying for because you're not using it. So just get in the habit of pulling the plugs there. And also, and this sounds crazy, but it also is intuitive, if you paint rooms in lighter colors, believe it or not, lighter colors will use a lot less heat to heat a room up and a lot less air conditioning to cool a room down. So lighter colors are way, way, way better than darker colors.
Very interesting.
So there's all sorts of things like that you can do.
Bruce, these are amazing tips. Thank you so much for sharing them. Tell us how listeners can learn more about you.
Well, you can go to Quick and Dirty Tips. To our page is Who Knew Tips. And my wife, Jeannie, and I, for 20 years, have been collecting tips and testing them for ways to save time, money, and make your life easier. So all these questions you're asking me, Laura, that's exactly what Jeannie and I have sort of devoted our life to. So, yeah, there's plenty more there. That's where I go.
Terrific. Bruce, thanks so much. Keep up the great work.
You bet. It's a pleasure. Nice to talk to you.
I really enjoyed connecting with Bruce and hope you enjoyed this interview. If you're looking for more Money Girl episodes, there are hundreds of shows that I've been producing since 2008. Just go to quickanddirtytips.com to find the full archive that predates what's available in iTunes or any other audio app that you may be using, like Stitcher, SoundCloud, or Spotify's mobile app. And podcast reviews really do matter. So the best way to let me know that you're getting value from the show is also really easy. Submit a quick 5-star review in iTunes or wherever you get the show. That helps the podcast stay visible. But more importantly, your reviews help new listeners know what Money Girl is all about so they can subscribe and get the information and inspiration they need to live a richer life. To learn more about me or to submit your comment or money question directly to me, go to my contact page at lauradadams.com. That's all for now. I'll talk to you next week, courtesy of Money Girl, your guide to a richer life.
Ask Sherwin-Williams and get 30% off Duration and SuperDeck products May 17th through the 20th. That means 30% off our most popular color family, blue. Psychologists have found it to be soothing and relaxing, which makes it especially great for bedrooms and bathrooms. And of course, get 30% off all of our other colors. Shop the sale online or visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams store. Click the banner to learn more. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
At Delta, we know Mike in 8C prefers reality TV to reality. So we provide more than 1,000 hours of in-flight entertainment. On the next flight, 8C is Mandy, a foodie. So we offer all types of food options. Because at Delta, everyone flies their own way. Delta, keep climbing.